Investing in green energy is on the rise. Ethical Markets' latest green transition scorecard report found that private investments in green sectors has grown to $9.3 trillion since 2007. Here to tell us more is Tim Nash. He's an investment coach, the blogger behind The Sustainable Economist, and the lead researcher for the Green Transition Scorecard. Hello there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What is the Green Transition Scorecard?
So this is a funny sort of volunteer project. I got roped into it back in 2009. Essentially, I was working with a mentor of mine. Her name is Hazel Henderson. She's been at this for decades. She's a real leader and kind of a futurist. And the research was telling us that we needed $10 trillion of private investment in green sectors by 2020 in order to avert the worst case climate catastrophes.
Spoiler alert. Are we going to make it? We're like a year and a half.
We're ahead of the curve.
We're ahead of the curve.
So we're at 9.3 trillion.
I didn't think you were going to say that. Okay.
We're at 9.3 trillion now. This is how this transition has happened faster than we could have possibly imagined. And really, it's kind of a good news story. There's so much doom and gloom when people talk about climate change. It's really about understanding that the economy is transitioning. We can talk about whether it's happening fast enough. That 10 trillion number was a little bit arbitrary. But really, we are in the midst of a global economic transition.
Now, I'm always a little suspect of relative growth numbers.
Sure.
Because of a low base.
Sure.
What can you tell us about market share? Where's green energy? Where does that 9.3 trillion in the context of overall investment in energy writ large?
Yeah, so right now we're about even with traditional fossil fuel investments. That I would
really?
Say that
that's
we're
also
at the
better
point,
than I would have thought.
Yeah, so I'd say we hit an inflection point probably about, I would say it was probably about a year ago, where we're now seeing more, and again, this is private money, so I'm excluding government investment. Mm-hmm. We're now seeing more private money going into green sectors than we're seeing going into traditional fossil fuel sectors. Coal is basically sort of dead in the water. No one's putting money into coal anymore.
Right.
Oil
it's
is
like
still,
Benetton Rugger shirts.
Yeah,
you just don't wear those anymore.
No,
they're done.
It's out of fashion. And that even, you know, we're having this big debate with the pipeline in Alberta to BC right now. And really, for me, that's kind of a moot point. Like, sure, you can sink the money into that if you want. But really, when I'm looking ahead, when I'm looking at infrastructure for the next 20, 30, 40 years, I don't think a pipeline is going to do too much for us.
Where specifically are these investments going? Is it solar? Is it wind? What are some examples?
It's across the board. Renewable energy is absolutely still the driving point, the driving source behind it. Green buildings are now, I mean, really any new building that's getting built is being built to the highest standards of energy efficiency. I'm seeing a lot of green roofs, which are beautiful. I'm seeing a lot of solar roofs. But really what I would say where the corporate money is going, because we do look at research and development, it's really about electric vehicles. So now for the first time, we're seeing Ford has announced they're coming out with an electric F-150. We've got, like, you name a car company, and they now have an electric car strategy. And really what I would say is over the next few years, that's where you're going to see the marketing. That's where you're going to see the real push in terms of getting it into people's lives.
There was always the feel-good rationale for why these investments made sense, why we as consumers should care.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there is now the economic rationale?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And we're seeing it. And you can look at it on both sides. There's the risk side, which is if you still have investments in the traditional carbon-based economy, I mean, those are in trouble. And really, they haven't been performing well over the last 5-7 years. I don't think they're going to continue to perform well at all in this scenario. So there's the risk side there. And then the opportunity side, which is the green sectors. If I look at some of my clean tech and renewable energy ETFs, they've done substantially better than the market over the last few years.
So that 9.3 trillion is one of the numbers on the scorecard. What are some other numbers on the scorecard?
Yeah, so we've got, I'm trying to think some of the specific ones. Really, the biggest one I would say is the green bond market. And we're looking at last year, there was, I think, $120 billion.
This is globally?
Of green bonds. This is global.
Globally.
Globally, green bonds issued. So this is debt. This is, and some of it is, and we don't count the government stuff, but that $120 billion does have some government stuff. But it's also things like the government of Ontario building the Eglinton Crosstown. They raised, I think it was $500 million through a green bond. It was snapped up right away. European investors love these green bonds. right? And we are now seeing that if a bond, if the debt is allocated towards a green initiative, that generally speaking, investors have a higher demand for it and are often willing to accept a slightly lower interest rate on it.
Canada doesn't have the reputation of being at the very, very top of the heap on this
work. That's generous.
Right. Okay. So two questions. First, who is the biggest leader in terms of green investment? Which country?
Sure.
And what are the dynamics globally that we should know about? Where does Canada fit?
Right. So if we're looking at it from a pure dollar amount, the U.S. is still ahead. I would argue that China has really taken off because of their government intervention. Now, again, I don't count those numbers, but when I look at the Chinese government, they are going full steam ahead in terms of renewable energy, electric vehicles. They are all over this transition. But if we're looking at a real dollar amount, the U.S. still does have the most money flowing in this direction. The big banks are really getting on top of it. So I'm seeing J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, they're all investing billions and billions of dollars in this area. Canada has a way to go. I mean, we're really
What about per capita? Because it isn't really fair to compare China and the U.S. to Canada, given
that's
population.
That's fair. I mean, then again, you know, probably in a situation...
Compare us to Luxembourg or Liechtenstein.
I would say Germany was what was going to stick out for me. If we're looking at a per capita basis, German companies are all over this transition, really moving towards renewable energy and really energy-efficient technologies. I would say France as well. There's a company I love there called Schneider Electric. They've done really, really well. They're getting a lot of support and are making some major investments.
Were there any disappointments in the scorecard this time around?
Not really. It's this one of the
I've
most
I've never
inspiring.
Heard you so happy.
It's
my
the most
God.
Inspiring project I do. It's like all I'm doing is finding these like multi-billion dollar green energy projects. The photos are amazing. I don't know about you, but when I see some of these beautiful vistas with like the solar panels, you know, across the horizon, like it's gorgeous. It's really kind of awe-inspiring. So really, this is a project I get away from the doom and gloom, all the negativity. This is all about the transition that is happening. The companies that are leading this transition and really kind of filling me with hope that when it comes to this economic transition, that there's money to be made, but also that we can pull this off as humans.
Thank you, Tim.
My pleasure. Thanks
Appreciate
so much.
It. Tim Nash is the lead researcher for the Green Transition Scorecard.